So yesterday we discussed the concluding verses of the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Hijr, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about Ashabul Ayka and Ashabul Hijr. Wa in kana Ashabul Aykati la zalimin, the dwellers of the thicket were certainly sinners. I explained yesterday that Ayka, thicket, forest, many scholars say it refers to a nation that Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to. He was sent to them and to Midian. There are some scholars who say Aka and Midian were one and the same, but majority say they were different, and that their crimes were similar, you know, idol worship, robbery, deception in weight and measure, etc. So Allah says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. So we took vengeance on them, and these two towns are situated on an open road, meaning Ashabul Ayka and the nation of Lut alayhi salam, both are on the route for business for the Meccans to Syria. They are in current day Jordan, but in those days, an entire region was known as Sham. Then the next ruku starting, ruku 6, verse 80, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The dwellers of Hijr certainly rejected the messengers. Hijr is another name for Thamud. The Thamud were located in the north of, or to the north of Medina Munawwara. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was commissioned to them. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. We gave to them our signs, but they remained turning away from them. They refuted their messengers. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ. They used to hew out dwellings from the mountains, feeling secure. Allah had given them such strength that they could carve out mountains, or they could carve out homes in the mountains. Allah talks about it in Surah Al-Fajr. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. But they also rejected the message of Salih alayhi salam, the sign, the pregnant camel, all of that. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then an awful cry seized them at daybreak, and what they earned was of no avail to them. So we learn from here that they were also destroyed. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Tabuk passed by their ruins, which is in Saudi Arabia, in a place called Madain Salih, he hastened, he told Sahaba to cry or to pretend to cry, or to adopt an appearance of a crying person, out of reflection over the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, lest that we be punished for our sins. Now moving further, verse 85, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a consolation, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We did not create the heavens and earth and all that is between them without purpose. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَآتِيَةٌ. Resurrection is sure to come. فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. So withdraw from them a gracious withdrawal. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains that after mentioning what happened to the previous nations, the Ashabul Hijr, the Ashabul Ayka, the Qawm Lut, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that this world did not come about by chance. There's someone who created it with an objective and who is overseeing it, and that is none other than Allah. And everything will come to a head, so to speak. Everything will have to be accounted for when resurrection takes place on the day of Qiyamah. So a consolation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that don't worry about them getting away with the wrong that they do. Because ultimately, if not in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will have to account. And then the instruction is given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ, that withdraw an honorable withdrawal, a gracious withdrawal. This instruction only came after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had exhausted all options and made a full effort to get them to understand the message of Allah and to get them to understand why what they were doing was wrong. Now Allah says that do not excessively dispute with them or argue with them. You've done your duty. Now you'll just generally remind them and generally continue with patience, and you'll bear their taunting and their scoffing. You won't utter a word of complaint until Allah makes a decision in their regard. And that flows into the next verse where Allah says, "Inna Rabbaka huwa al-Khallaq al-Alim." Your sustainer, He alone is the creator, the knowledgeable. Meaning Allah is aware of what they say about you, what they do to you, and how you have to bear it patiently. When Allah says He's Al-Khallaq, it's also an indirect affirmation that Allah has the ultimate ability to create. So there is life after death. Like Allah says in Surah Yasin, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. If Allah created you the first time, why can't He create you the second time, even if your body parts are all scattered? So there will be resurrection, and they will have to account for their deeds. Don't become despondent. You do what you have to do. If they respond positively, alhamdulillah. If they don't, it's not your fault. You won't be held accountable. They will be held accountable. So these verses or these types of verses offer condolence and consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.